This is season 2, episode number 4, A Clean Slate or Beginner's Mind with your neighbor.
This is a new day. Everything's bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment. You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming. This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you for joining me today. Do you know your neighbors? Do you have any hard feelings against your neighbors? Are there neighbors you love? You just want to see them more often? And some neighbors you hope to avoid? Today, we're going to focus on you and your neighbor. During the past 4 episodes of the Mindset for Life podcast, we've been using beginner's mind. It all started with the first episode, A Clean Slate, Fresh Start or New Day Can Make All the Difference. And then we took a look at our spouses or significant others, how to love our spouses more or how to love them again using a beginner's mind. And last week we talked about working with our boss and our peers in the workplace. Using a beginner's mind can help us free ourselves from all kinds of judgments and negative feelings that will help us work better with other people.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment. You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes.
Today we take it home. We're going to the neighborhood in which we live. We're going to talk about our neighbors and the pain or challenges we sometimes face with our neighbors. We don't want to have that pain, right? We'd like to get away from it or have a pleasant experience in the neighborhood. And furthermore, we would even like to love our neighbors and look out for them and have them look out for us too. One way that we can get started is to apply yet again the beginner's mind, and we're going to take it towards our neighbors. By the end of this podcast today, we'll explore a situation in which we can just break it down, think about our neighbor as being just perfect as they are. Even though we know no human being is likely to be perfect, this will help us. It will give us a beginner's mind to be curious and interested in what's going on. And once we think that we can see our neighbors differently and try it out, then the takeaway is you can do it in reality. You can give yourself a beginner's mind toward your neighbor and have a totally new experience. Before we jump in, I just want to share, I was talking to someone I care deeply about earlier today, and that person was sharing an experience they have had with a friendship that is very difficult. In that friendship, the other person sometimes is a joy to be around and cheerful and wonderful, and sometimes they are very challenging and critical and negative. And I asked this person I care deeply about why she would spend time with someone who treats her in such a poor manner. And of course, we don't need to write people off or cut them out of our lives when they're difficult or negative. We all have bad days, right? We are not going to be happy and cheerful all the time. And reality is that we will have good days and bad days. But there's a difference between a person that we love having a bad day and a person that we care about treating us in an abusive manner. And neighbors can do this, friends can do this, we can do this. Abusing others would be tearing down their character, using profanity towards them, calling them names, and generally criticizing who they are. Not what they're doing, but who they are. If you find that someone in your life is doing that with you, it may be time to step back from that relationship just a bit and gain some perspective on what you can do to guard yourself against that kind of abuse. Verbal abuse is everywhere, and sometimes we love people so much, we just step over it and don't even realize how much it is hurting us. So think about that as we're going through our podcast today and talking about how we can really approach others differently and also be more protective of ourselves so we can have a healthy life and a positive experience generally. Now, let's talk about beginner's mind. I've shared this a few times, and I'm not an expert in beginner's mind, but my understanding is that beginner's mind is all about delaying our assumptions or setting them aside completely. With a beginner's mind, we're going to see people and situations in a new light. We're going to ask a lot of questions. We're going to get really curious, and we're going to pause our automatic thoughts long enough to gain some distance or perspective. In fact, there are scenarios in which most of us think other people would always agree with us. For example, if you live with a lot of other people in your household and you walk into the kitchen and there are crumbs all over the counter from bread and it needs to be cleaned up and there's nobody around, it's normal to assume someone should have cleaned up after themselves when they made their sandwich. And if you assume that and you share the story with someone else and they agree with you, it strengthens your assumption that you're right. But there could be something else going on. There could be a whole other reason why there are crumbs on the counter. Maybe that person is having a personal crisis. They're distracted because they're having a struggle at work. Maybe they have a health risk that's bothering them and they've not told anybody about it. Regardless of the reason, there's always more to a story we can learn about if we step back and we slow down and we get curious. With our neighbors, it's the same way. Beginner's mind gives us the opportunity to realize that we don't have all the information about somebody else. There was an experience I personally had about a month ago where I was in the front yard and one of my neighbors approached me and told me something, or rather, I would like to say more articulately, they corrected me on a behavior I was doing. My first thought was defensive, very resistant towards my neighbor. My neighbor quickly went away, and I actually did not say anything in response, so fortunately I didn't make the situation worse. I came inside the house and was angry at my neighbor. I had these feelings of resistance and negativity and anger, and my first instinct was I wanted to rehearse the story of what had happened because I was fairly certain I was right. And I'm wondering if you've ever had that experience. Someone says something to you or does something to you, and you feel like they're wrong, so there's a story kind of bubbling in the brain that wants to be told. We feel like if we tell it to others, we can feel vindicated or validated or somehow justified in our thinking. Well, in this situation, I walked into the house, and I was really angry, intensely angry. I'm not a super passionately angry person. I don't get angry that often. So this was unique for me. But I thought about it and realized if I told that story about exactly what happened, either I was going to look stupid about what I chose to do that the neighbor criticized, or I was going to be really judgmental towards my neighbor if I was right and the neighbor was wrong. But either way, I was not going to win in this scenario if I told the story. One of my family members asked me what was going on, and I said I was really angry, and I needed a minute to just process it so I could get my head on straight before I shared anything about it. And it did take me a little while. The more I thought about that neighbor, the more I thought the neighbor could have been right, the choice I made could have been wrong, and the neighbor might have been helping me. But I was fairly certain the neighbor would not have come over into my front yard to tell me that if they weren't trying to help me. My first thought was this neighbor was trying to be helpful. I was angry about how they did it, sure, but the intention was clearly helpfulness. There's no reason on the planet that my neighbor would come over to tell me this thing just to tell me or just to correct me so they could feel great. That's just a really strange thought that in this scenario. So I went ahead and dismissed that, but I was really having trouble grappling with the idea that my neighbor actually had my best interest in mind when we don't know each other super well. So I turned to this very helpful app called The Work by Byron Katie. I find it a useful breakdown of any problem to help me really think it through, and I'd like to recommend it to you. I've linked it in the podcast notes as well. So be sure to check it out, and if you have an iPhone or even a Samsung, you might download it on your device and try it. The first thing is my belief in the situation. So I'm going to use myself as the example today of using beginner's mind with a neighbor. My first thought when this situation happened was, my neighbor should not judge me. And the question here on Byron Katie's worksheet is it true? And I put, yes. Can you absolutely know that it's true? No, I cannot know that. I really don't know what my neighbor's purpose in life is. Maybe their job is to lecture me. I have no idea. But I cannot know for sure that they did something wrong. The next question is, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? In my own experience, I realized that I get angry when I think someone else should not lecture me. And I get defensive and I resist whatever they have to say. I think a lot of things about my neighbor and I don't want to see that person anytime soon. In fact, I start avoiding my neighbor. It brings a lot of stress into my life. It does not bring peace. So it's not a helpful thought for me to have. In your situation with a neighbor, perhaps you might find that there are peaceful thoughts coming into your life or stressful thoughts. Either way, you can sense the difference, right? Her next question is, what images do you see, past and future, and what physical sensations arise as you think that thought and witness those images? My first impression is that when I think the thought, my neighbor shouldn't lecture me, I see red. I want to see their door closed on their house and have them be inside their house, not coming outside to talk to me. And I want to imagine that maybe they don't see me or don't care about me or don't live there. And I feel judgmental. I feel very, very defensive, judgmental, and honestly quite self-righteous. So when I think about it, I'm feeling hostility or frustration or anger. And when I think about that, I also then react with behaviors, right? Because we don't think something and then do nothing. My next behavior might be to tell the story, or my next behavior might be to avoid my neighbor. And if I do have to see that neighbor anytime soon, I might approach them in a defensive way, in a less than friendly way that really isn't my style and isn't what I prefer. So any way you paint it, this assumption I have that my neighbor should not lecture me is wrong. It's not going to bring out my best, and it's not going to help me get along with my neighbor. What I would like to do instead is be grateful. I want to have positivity and gratitude in my heart. I'm very far from it when I'm thinking that thing. So if I were to turn the thought around, what could I do instead? I could think, I should lecture me. Instead of my neighbor should not lecture me, maybe my neighbor should lecture me. Perhaps my neighbor's job is to help me know things I don't know, correct me when I'm failing. If I just accept that fact and decide it's true, the next time my neighbor decides to correct me, I'm going to not have any negative reaction. I'm just going to think, that's their job. Totally fine. I can accept what they say or ignore what they say, but there's no reason for me to get hostile, defensive, or in any way push my neighbor away. So that turnaround really works for me. I'm just going to decide my neighbor should lecture me. I'm also going to take that to the level of I should lecture me. Maybe I'm the one that needs to think a little bit more critically about what I'm engaged in and alter my behavior when I'm doing something that could be questionable. Maybe I need to fix the thing I'm looking at. I need to think it through and not worry about other people's problems or what their attitude might be. And I'm going to also assume that my neighbor is exactly who they need to be in my life. We need people in our lives that challenge us. We need people in our lives that push us to be better. And we also need people in our lives to help us learn greater patience and love. Definitely, this is the case in the scenario that I just described. Also is the case that if I tell this story of exactly what happened when I'm angry, it's going to deepen my angry feelings. And then I'm going to go around kind of stuck in that angry moment. If I want to tell that story at all, I can never tell it until I've dealt with the anger and I've reduced it. A beginner's mind can start, right? It can help me in that way because a beginner's mind is asking the questions, what might be motivating my neighbor that could be helpful? What positive reason might my neighbor have for coming over and talking to me? What is going on in my neighbor's life that I should care more about, that I might be unaware of, or where I could help? What do I need to do to build a better relationship with my neighbor and think more positive thoughts? There are so many ways I can use beginner's mind to open that up and delay my potentially negative reaction. The other thing I'd like to share is by Dr. Joan Rosenberg. She's written a book called 90 Seconds to a Life You'll Love. And in that book, there's this idea that it literally takes 90 seconds for emotions to be processed throughout the body. You have a thought, you have an emotion that's pretty strong, but in 90 seconds, that emotion is going to be processed physically and kind of dissipate. Most of us resist the feeling, or we prolong it. And when we prolong it by telling the story about the way we were slighted by somebody else or something our neighbor did wrong, we actually bring the physical sensation of the emotion back. So as long as we're thinking the thought or telling the story, that emotion is going to be triggered and go through our body, and it's going to last and feel like it's lasting a long time because we are dwelling on it. The thoughts trigger the emotions. So diving into the thoughts and kind of wallowing in them, living in that story and thinking about it day after day or telling more and more people, that's what's bringing all that anger into life or all that resistance and hostility towards the neighbor. I don't want that in my life, and I'm pretty certain that because you're here listening to the Mindset for Life podcast, you don't want that either. So I want to give you a 3-step plan to help you use beginner's mind towards your neighbor if you're struggling with a difficult feeling or difficult scenario. Number one, pause. Let yourself notice the emotion you have. Feel your feelings. Don't stuff them. Don't try to ignore them. Even the most unpleasant feelings are going to pass in that 90 seconds. I've tried that out, and I find that it is true. Unless we bring the thoughts back and tell the story, the emotion passes, and you can handle it. Second, get really curious. Once you've allowed yourself to feel the feelings, start asking questions with a beginner's mind to open things up. What might be going on with your neighbor? What struggles are they having or have they had in the past that led to this attitude or behavior or whatever they did? What is it that you could learn from them? How could they be a teacher to you through who they are or what they've said or done? And then thirdly, move forward. Take conscious action to let go of the negativity in your life and approach the person or the situation with a positive intention. Even though someone else may have been difficult with us or offensive with us, we don't in any way need to believe that that is reality. It might be, but it's likely not. Many times, it is our own interpretation of what is happening, and our interpretation is only one way of seeing things. So the takeaway today is you can do this. I can do this. We can let go of any kind of negative feelings or negative responses we have towards a neighbor, and we can learn from them and love them. We can let go of all the difficulties we might have had in the past, and we can use beginner's mind to ask curious questions and see things from a totally different perspective. We can stop telling the negative story, let the emotions pass in that 90-second window or so, and be free to make a new choice. And of course, as I mentioned in the beginning, you never need to tolerate someone being abusive towards you, especially not repetitively and emotionally abusive. If there's someone in your life who's doing that, once you've gone through these steps, you can have that frank conversation to let them know where your boundaries are, and you can act on those boundaries. I hope that you will take this to heart and give it a shot, and definitely reach out to me through my website, drbcoach.com, to let me know how it's going. Give me some feedback. Did this work for you? Did you have any new insights? Would you like to make suggestions for other people who are going to try out this strategy with their neighbors? If you're interested in making some changes in your relationship or your work and career, please reach out. You can find me on my website at drbcoach.com. Here's to being the best version of you this coming week.
Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at capitalcmgpublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.